Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is free of all the mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain the state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings.
Hori da deni da zambri java da dambu chu chu Vajyu da jirdan chu Chu si jidi chu Tansu kriti kriku tangli yena dharma si ji chu Da dinda gu chu bukki da jana chu Chu si jidi la chu dhan jiksa mambu chu yuwa yendu Jirdan chu cha chadang nangu diwa Chu tam chi la yang chu si jidi dhan chu diwa Di nani mukisar da chu si chakwa di Chu nangu samlu ကျေနံဒွါလာတော့ကြည်ပါကြည်ဒွါရတုကစံကျဲတံကြည်ဆောင်းမှာကြည်ပါစံကျဲတံကြည်ကိုဆောင်းပြီးနောက်တဲလာကြည်တဲ့ခံတံမူဝမန္တရာကြည်စံပမန္တရာမူဝမန္တရာနောက်ဆုံးကြည်ရပရင်သူကြည်ခရှိကဆောင်းပြီးနောက်တော့ဆောင်းလို့ဒီချောစီကြည်ကြည်တုစင်းနေမဲတော်ရပါလေကြည်ဇုဒ္ဓတရောရောရှိရတဲ့အောင်းလာမုနီချက်ချင်း ကျေချောင်းချင်းချင်ပိုကြည်တေဝေယောင်ရောက်တဲ့မဟုတ်ဘူးဆိုပြီးရပါတယ်တင်းတို့ချက်ကတူတာပဲ။ရောင်းကျေတေရတဲ့မောင်ဝါကဆိုတော့တော်တော်ရောက်ကြဆောင်လာမုနီရှေတောင်းတောင်းကွန်ထရိုးတော့ရောင်းတေးကညောက်တဲ့မဟုတ်ဘူးဆိုပြီးရပါရင်သူတေလာရှေတောင်းကတူစီကွေပါလေ။ဟောကျေတဲ့တင်တော့ကတော့ကွကျေတန်တို့ချက်ရောင်းမှာပဲရှေတောင်းရောင်းမှာပဲတင်းကြီးကစားတာထုံးမြေမာရုဝါစီကျေတေ ဒီရောင်းတော့ရင်ကိုချူတံကြည်လာမှုနီဒီငါငါစင်နီသူသူကောင်းစကဒုံးစစ်ကြည့်ဒီမဆစ်ကြည့်ဒီစချင်းပေါ်ကျင်းစံရယင်းစစ်ကြည့်ဒီကတ်ချောင်းအကျင်းစံရဒီဆောင်တော့ကိုရောင်းကရောင်းလာကြည့်ညင်တဲ့တောင်ကြည့်ဂါရောင်းညစကိုဆက်လာချောင်းကြည့်ဒီရောင်းတော့ကြည့်ရောင်းကညင်တဲ့ဆောင်လာ ဝကြည့်တဲ့ဒီကိုနေကြည့်နှုတ်ပဲကြည့်အငတ်ကိုနေနှုတ်ပဲကြည့်တင်တဲ့ကြည့်ရှင်လာမှာတောင်းခဲ့ကြည့်ဟောကြည့်တဲ့ဒီကောင်ကောင်ရောက်ကစတဲ့တော့မာရုဝါစီကြည့်တိလာသူဒီရွာရင်သူတောင်းတဲ့မာရုဝါဒီမာရုဝါတုစီတဲ့သူစံပေါ်တိမရနေတော့မှာကိုကြည့်ဆိုလို့ရပါလေကောင်ကောင်ကစံပြီးနောင်းလာကြည့်ကံကရမေပါရှိတိအောင်ရကြည့်နှုတ်ပဲကြည့်ကြည့်ရင်ကြည့်ရပါလေဒီ
So the Dharma that we are listening to, the term Dharma, which in Tibetan is Chö, has different meanings to it. In one context, then, it just refers to all phenomena, all animate and inanimate phenomena. The particular meaning of Dharma, then, refers to the inner sentient beings, mind. inner sentient beings, meaning sentient beings of the six realms. Dharma referring particularly to sentient beings' mind state, their various mental dispositions, their various aspirations and thoughts. So in amongst these aspirations or thoughts, then you have, you know, those that are regarded as negative, non-virtuous and poisonous, such as the, you know, the strong attachment and aversion to the objects of the six senses. With the desirable objects, then the obsessive minds of attachment that arise with it, and with the objects of aversion, then anger and hatred arising with it, then all of this again in turn then has its roots in what is known as the beginningless ignorance. So with this ignorance, then you have the arising of all of the other afflicted states of mind. The root ignorance is the ignorance grasping at the truly existent self, ego-grasping ignorance. Ignorance which regards oneself as the most precious, most important, and everything else as secondary to oneself. And then, out of this, then you have the major poisonous states of mind expressed in the forms of, the clinging and grasping that we have towards objects that we regard, objects or subjects that we regard as close and dear to us, the clinging and grasping that we have in relation to that. And when these objects of our clinging and grasping are threatened or harmed in any respect, then the aggression of our anger and hatred. So all of this then is completely rooted in this ignorance, grasping at the truly existent self, or the ego-grasping ignorance. So this is the source of all of our problems, all of the difficulties that arise within our life, within our way of thinking. Although what we do not wish in life is problems or sufferings, and what we seek in life is every peace and happiness. But in order to actualize these goals, then it is important to identify the poisonous states of our minds, primarily, the three poisonous states of our minds. So when we look at ignorance, there are many different levels of ignorance. The general ignorance is just not knowing, and so in order to eliminate that kind of general lack of knowledge or not knowing, then in order to eliminate that, then basic thing is to acquire that knowledge, or to go through the process of learning. And just as how we learn every single thing, then you know, that level of the lack of knowledge is eliminated. Every single thing that we clarify within our mind, every doubt that we clear within our mind, then every step of the learning is a process whereby which one enhances one's wisdom or one's knowledge. So that this is like the general form of learning. But here the most essential or the key form of learning is learning about the root of our negative states of mind, the root of our afflicted states of mind, you know, or what causes all of our aversion and attachment. So to learn, to come into the knowledge of understanding this this beginningless ignorance, the root of our cyclic existence, then to identify it, to learn about the antidote to it, which is, you know, the selflessness. So this is the most important, most essential form of learning. And it is through the cultivation of this wisdom, then one can bring forth or set forth the changes within one's, you know, afflicted or three poisonous ways of the mind. And then, you know, the instructions that enable us to identify the various afflicted states of mind, the methods, the skill and means enabling us to bring forth these changes within our mind state is what is known as the Dharma. What essentially is the Dharma is those instructions, those method and the wisdom, the skill and means enabling these changes within our mind. So as the protector Maitreya has stated in the text that, you know, although we although we have many kinds of enemies in our life, then the worst of the enemies is the enemy of our own negative states of mind, or enemy of our own deluded, afflicted states of mind. You know, however important we may come to regard the outer enemy, then, but in the reality of fact, then, what is most harmful or what is most destructive is the inner enemy of our own delusions.
ဒီကရဇဂလံသွန်းနံသံတံပိုးငင်းချောင်းလာဝကြည်တဒီချောင်းကြီးကပ်ကငင်းချောင်းဒင်းကပ်ကငင်းချောင်းချင်းပိကပ်ကငင်းချောင်းဒီရေးရွာရင်သူငင်းချောင်းကရူးဒီကဆူဆူဆူဂျက်ဆောလာပပရံဘမန္တဘရီဒီကိုနီမာကြည်ကြည်ချူတောင်းရကရံဘယောင်းတေးနောင်ချင်းကငင်းချောင်းကဂျက်ကရရှိနီဝကြည်တဒယောင်းတပိ ကျေငင်းငင်းကြကရရှိနေဆောင်ကျုပ်ကြီးဆမ်မန်ရင်ကိုဝေပါလိချမ်ပန်းတော်ညင်ကြီးဝကြည်တဒေယောင်းကျဆူဆူဆူကြီးဂျစုကရံပါတော်တန်နီယောင်းကြချေတောင်းနေကြည်ကြည်တောင်းရဝကြည်တဒတင်ရကျသပ်ကြီးကိုနီဒါငင်းကြောင်းနာဆောင်ကျုပ်ကြီးဆမ်ညင်ကြီးကြည်ကြည်တောင်းရကရံပါယောင်းသပ်ကြီးဝေမန်တကဝါချေရပကတော့ကိုဝေပါယန်သူဝကြည်တငင်းကြောင်းလာချေရပကတော့ကိုဝေပါလိငင်းကြောင်းကရူယောလာကျေဆောင်ကျုပ်ကြီးဆမ်
So in short, you know, the guideline as to how one may set forth the change, these positive changes within one's mind, is through the guideline as set forth in the three principal aspects of the path. First and foremost, then, cultivating the various levels of the mind of renunciation, the determination to definitely to get out of the state, you know, the present state of one's existence. And that kind of a renunciation, determination to, you know, to definitely to evolve, then can be at the level of the small scope, medium scope, high scope, and at the level of the practice of the mantrayana. So when one engages in these practices, then all you know, the renunciation to actualize the fruits of the the cultivation of the mind of renunciation, then that has to be supported by generating bodhicitta, the second principle as of part, bodhicitta which is rooted in love and compassion. So in order to cultivate, again, this ultimate method of the mind, bodhicitta, then one has to train in the accumulation of the causes and conditions, the causes and conditions of the mind states that bring forth the result of the highest altruism of bodhicitta. And then out of the merits or the resources of this, then it is also important to enhance or develop the wisdom aspect through cultivating what is known as the pure view. Because on the basis of the method alone, then one cannot complete the path. And so therefore it is important to cultivate the pure view of emptiness as explained in the context of the sutra perfection of wisdom teachings. Then on the basis of the path of the practice of the secret mantrayana, then as one engages in the practices of the four levels of tantra, then the essential thing to abandon is the ordinary appearance and grasping, and cultivating the pure appearance of the deities. So cultivating that pure view at the level of the path of the mantrayana. So this was just a brief introduction on sutra and tantra. And so here, going back to the text of the Sublime Continuum, then the text which deals with these seven vajra points. Of these seven vajra points, what has been covered are the three sublime, rare and precious objects of refuge. Today's topic is the fourth vajra point, which is the essence of one's Buddhahood, the Buddha nature. With regards to the three objects of refuge, in the cases of taking refuge or going forth in refuge in the holy objects that have attained, that have attained the qualities of the three objects of refuge, then by utilizing them as one's inspiration or model in one's life, then when we take refuge in them, so that one may come to embody those qualities, that is like a causal form of refuge. You know, seeing that all these qualities embodied in the objects of refuge, as in being totally free of all the failings and mistakes, perfected in all the positive qualities and knowledge, seeing it as attainable, something that which is to be attained for for one's that one can attain for oneself. So when one takes refuge in that context, then that is the causal refuge. Then you have refuge which is known as the resultant refuge, when whereby which one takes a refuge in one's own future resultant state of enlightenment by seeing that that all of the qualities embodied in these three jewels, seeing that this that this is one's own future resultant and future resultant state that is attainable for oneself, and then taking refuge in that is what is in one's own future resultant state of enlightenment, then that is the resultant refuge. So when we you have the causal refuge and the resultant refuge, and then with regards to the fourth vajra point, the main essence is the Buddha nature is rooted in the realization of the emptiness on the basis of the mind. And the last three vajra points, the enlightenment, the vajra point of enlightenment, and the qualities of enlightenment, and the activities of that state of enlightenment, these three last vajra points are what are to be attained. And this is and these qualities, these last three vajra qualities, are to be attained and are attainable on the basis of having, the what is known as the Buddha nature. And so here, with regards to the three jewels of the objects of refuge, what is important to recognize is in the cases of the when we take refuge or go forth in refuge in objects that embody all the qualities of refuge, then this is a causal refuge. The causal refuge is a practice whereby which we use an outer model, outer inspiration of a source of refuge other than ourselves, who embody all of those qualities and use that as an inspiration, source of blessing, or model basis on which we work towards attaining. The resultant refuge is recognizing that all of the qualities embodied in these three objects of refuge is something which can be attained by oneself. One can actualize all of those qualities for oneself. So, in the refuge, then to understand the causal refuge and the resultant refuge is important. That the causal refuge is the basis of our inspiration. The resultant refuge is recognizing that all of these qualities of the objects of refuge are attainable in one's own case. So, in order to accomplish this, then the most important is to understand the sourceless nature of the mind, or the, you know, the sourcelessness that which is established on the basis of one's mind. And so this point then is further emphasized by the great Indian master Chandrakirti, who says that in the cases of all yogic practitioners, you know, when for as long as they do not recognize the recognize the ignorance grasping at the truly existent self, you know, which is the root of all of one's afflicted states of mind, then although the emptiness is established on the basis of every phenomena, on the basis of the mountains, the trees, light, the entire state of existence is pervaded by emptiness, the most essential key basis is the emptiness which is established on the basis of the self or the person, to recognizing this particular ignorance grasping at the truly existent self is the most important basis upon which to establish emptiness. So because this is the root of all the afflicted states of mind, so this in general, then you can say, is one key kind of cause of all of our suffering or problems in life. Then in accordance with the tradition of the Kadamba masters, then the other aspect is the self-cherishing mind. One's selfish attitude or self-cherishing mind, which is another key factor for causing all of the sufferings or the problems in one's life. So these two are the two points to be recognized.
Tiri dao de tender dao se du sabatawa dongdo mariwa di dongngar de jibo dong meba tongba nyo da tender go diwa nam tu nam sum go di di ni go tiri kurali kurang kurwa ramba ri dog de ti dong jamgar de chembo tender lgda ko ramba oji da ni ji da nam ka di ka bu sa ko yar ji la dong mi ji wa no tini chu de traba tu ya go ramba dur di nam khondi ni se yang go yura ri ji go ni jo tender yan lo ji ni ni jo go guni kurang kurwa ramba ding ni ya go ramba mando ya go ramba oji tiri dog tender lgda de nam sha tender ji traba tu ya go ramba ti yin ba yin du da di ka
So the other point that I forgot earlier, which is also mentioned, saying that generally in our life, our fingers are always pointing externally for all of our problems and difficulties. So here, in accordance with these instructions, then one should point the fingers towards one's own mind state, primarily pointing it towards one's own ignorance grasping at the truly existent self, grasping ignorance, and pointing it towards one's own self-cherishing mind. And then Rinpoche says, with regards to to understand the wheel of life, you know, as a, as set forth in this picture form, where you have the 12 links of interdependent origination, kind of which explains as to how, you know, cyclic existence is set forth into motion, into existence, how it is sustained. Then you have the 12 links in the pictures of the 12 links, then explaining how cyclic existence is caused, sustained, and then, you know, due to the ignorance, grasping the truly existent self, then, causing what is known as the negative karmic propensities, which sustain our rebirth in the three lower realms of existence, such as the hells, the hungry ghosts, and the animal realms of existence. Within the wheel of life, picture of the wheel of life, then also is explained that due to the practice of the three principal aspects of path, how one can actually seize one's cyclic existence. So within this picture, you have, how that wheel of life in samsara, in cyclic existence, set forth and sustained, and then how one can reverse that process, seize that process in a way in which one can attain, liberation out of this cyclic existence. So within this picture, you have, explaining both samsara and nirvana at the same time. So to attain the nirvana, basically, is through through cultivating the three principal aspects of the path, and on the basis of this, then every practice of the virtuous or meritorious karmic accumulations then is what brings forth in the reversal of one's cyclic existence. So in our life, just like in our secular existence, we vote for whatever principles we believe in. In the elections, if you believe in these certain sets of principles, then you vote for that. In the same way, in our spiritual path too, whatever principles that we aspire to that we support, then that has to be just like in the outer external world. Then in our undertaking of the practice too, then we should set forth our voting for the positive mind states or positive activities that we aspire to So then going back to the text, the Uttara Tantra, then with regards to three objects of refuge, that has been actualized by others, then that has to be utilized as one's model or inspiration. And then your own future resultant state of enlightenment, all those qualities of the three objects of refuge, that one can attain for oneself in the future, that should be one's goal, regarded as one's goal. And, that which has been embodied in objects of refuge other than oneself, that is your inspiration. That is your inspiration. So, again, so these are the first three Vajra points. And the fourth point is the root of all of these, in the sense that, the reality of the Buddha nature, the essence of one's Buddhahood, then that is what is the basis or the path on which we can attain, the latter three Vajra points. Because of the Buddha nature, then one, there is enlightenment, and because of enlightenment, you have all the qualities, and then the Buddha activities that arise out of that, out of those qualities and enlightenment. So the remaining part of the entire first chapter, the Uttara Tantra, which has five chapters, this remaining part of the entire first chapter is now focused on explaining Buddha nature. So like in the later parts of the text, explaining Buddha nature on the basis of the nine examples, the nine meaning, the nine means of accomplishing the nine results accomplished. So by these on the basis of these four sets of nine, then nine things, then Buddha nature is explained in detail. So here on verse 27 is the brief is a condensed explanation of what the Buddha nature is. Because the truth body of a perfect Buddha is emanated or made manifest in the continuum of an ordinary person who earlier possessed all fetters, because suchness is undifferentiable, and because of having the basic lineage, all embodied beings at all times have the Buddha essence. So there's another alternative. Because a perfect alternative translation. Because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, because suchness is without differentiation, and because a Buddha lineage exists, all embodied are always in possession of a Buddha essence.
Dan kam divari zaba nyambu dinyadi oda je dami zaba na ryu shirna zi jinsen sam ku tadi jini jinsen sam bu rini shigu yindi di jinsen sam bu shirna lu jen ka tak da sanji nyambu jen sin lu jen sam jen tam chi jiga tak da sanji ka nyambu jan kam divari zaba nyambu jan ri mara sanji ka yuwari oda di diki jar zab ka chaka chakdaan ji da gupche ku yi ကြေကိုရဲ့ကိုအောင်းရတိဝတင်ချင်းကြပါငါဘနောတင်တဲ့ကျင်းနာဟောကြည့်တာဒီဆောင်ယူရတော့ဂျီနီကပ်ကြည့်တင်ချပါညံပူချင်းရှိပါစေဂျီတိညီပါနော်တေလာဓမ္မတော်ကြည့်ပါတည်ခြင်းကြည့်ဟောတဲ့ဇေနီဒိုလီစီတန်ကံဒီရတဲ့ပညံပူချင်းရံဘန်ဒိုလီဆောင်ရကိုသူတင်တဲ့ရင်ကြီးပါစံကျဲတမ်ကျင်းနာဒီချင်းကြပါညံပူချင်းရင်းလို့ရှိဆောင်ကောင်းရင်ပါဒီ
Rinpoche says, if people are following the Tibetan commentary, it's on page 94, line 4 and 5, within that it says that, the Buddha nature, that which is, embodied in all sentient beings at all times, the Buddha essence, then, and there are the three reasons and the meaning behind this Buddha essence.
So,
with regards to the explanation of the Buddha nature, then, if you take the explanation in accordance with the Jonangpa tradition, then they say that this Buddha nature exists in sentient beings, Rumchi, without being contrived or without being made, that it is there wholly or manifestly. Like for example, the Buddha's holy body with the major and minor monks, it actually exists in sentient beings. Like that, different traditions have a way of in which the Buddha nature exists in sentient beings, how it is embodied in sentient beings is slightly different. But when we hold that kind of view, then that view it has a lot of faults. It can be from a sutra point of view, from tantric point of view. Then one can fault that kind of that view. But when we talk about Buddha nature, what actually is the Buddha nature? Is the truth body, the dharma body, the wisdom dharma body, What actually is the Buddha nature is the is that dharma body, the truth, the wisdom truth dharma, the wisdom truth body of the holy mind of a Buddha. That actually is the Buddha essence. But the Buddha essence that although we have this essence, Buddha nature, then this is something which can be actualized in the future. To say that one already has everything that which is associated with this Buddha nature in the present, then it's a wrong view, that kind of view can be faulted. For example, when we talk about the honey in the honeycomb, when we take that example, then although the honey is in that honeycomb, yet in order to have the honey, then one has to remove the bees and remove the wax from that honey. So that is like the honey that has to be extracted. The honey has to be sort of extracted from that honeycomb or from the bees like that. And so the honey the wax of the comb is regarded like the delusions, the obscuration of the delusions that has to be eliminated or gotten rid of in order to access that honey. So in the same way, in order to access the Buddha nature, then one has to get rid of the various obscurations has to be eliminated in order to access it. So in that, when we understand Buddha nature, then it has to be understood in the context that this is something that we do not have it actualized right now in the present, but that we can actualize this Buddha nature in terms of the future. And to say that that this is already manifest in us right now in the present, then can be faulted by many from many points, both from Sutra and Tantra. Just as the Buddha nature, the Buddha essence, utilize the example of the honey as being the Buddha essence, and this honey which is covered with the comb and the bee and like this are the obscurations that are to be eliminated in order to access that Buddha essence. So like this example, then it is said that if all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. All phenomena are empty of inherent existence. So this is what is known as the self-empty. And then just like the example of the honey which is covered up with the wax or the honeycomb, then to access that honey, then one needs to get rid of the honeycomb. In the same way, then this Buddha nature is a
is regarded as like other empty in the sense that, you know, in order to access that honey, then you need to get rid of the comb. Then in order to access that Buddha nature, then one it has to be accomplished on the basis of the other empty. So with regards to this particular explanation, then particularly in the context of the Jonangpa tradition, then we say they distinguish other empty as other empty. One other empty is black, and one other empty is white, like that. So in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, you would say that the Buddha essence is both self-empty and other empty. It is both self-empty and other empty. To distinguish it as an other empty, which is black and white, then that gives room for much controversy or false to arise.
So in
accordance with the Jonangpa tradition, which established self-empty and other empty, then with regards to the Buddha essence, this is in accordance with the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, which takes on the Chittamatran viewpoint, So when we take, for example, the mind itself, in accordance with the mind itself is regarded as other powered phenomena or dependent phenomena, and the emptiness of the mind is a thoroughly established phenomena. So because of this, then these two, the other powered phenomena and the thoroughly established phenomena, which is the emptiness of the mind, the other powered phenomena, meaning the mind itself, then because of establishing this, then they are regarded as self-empty. Rangtong is?
And
in this way, by establishing from this point of view, then that the mind is other-powered and that it is that the emptiness of the mind is a thoroughly established phenomenon. So therefore, it is self-empty, and because it is self-empty, it is truly existent and inherently existent. Everything that which has been explained in the context of the Uttara Tantra, in accordance with the Janamba tradition, then is understood in accordance with the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, third turning of the wheel of Dharma, and so Rumichi. Because of the recognition of the subtle, object of negation, because of the emptiness of the subtle object of negation, so it is established as an imputed phenomena, kunta. And on the basis of this, then it is regarded as being other empty, because it is empty of the subtle object of negation, which is the imputed phenomenon. So it is this emptiness on the base established on the basis of the object of negation, then it is regarded as other empty.
When
we talk about the other empty is like this pumba chu tong wa da zula kan ge de tong pumba chu di
tong yin ni ge ta di ba ni ji ji ma yin ni di de la xi ge wa de di ni ti wa tong wa chu tam ji la cha bia ge tong ba de ma ri
sim chi di ta wa de
yin tong dong ni di tin de na ye ri
so it is said that those who are the proponents of the other view other emptiness, the proponents of the other emptiness is like saying, the vase is empty of the water, or the monastery is empty of the monks. It's saying like both the vase and the water are two different entities. The temple and the monks are two different entities, and those who hold the other view is like holding this type of view, saying the monastery is empty of monks or the vase is empty of water, emptiness which is regarded as a temporary kind of emptiness, and not the emptiness which is understood in the context of pervading all existence.
What you did,
So in the case of this kind of other empty, then that kind of empty is a very limited or temporary kind of emptiness, you know, which cannot pervade all existence. When we talk about the mind, for example, the mind being the nature of the mind being such that it is empty of true existence. Of true existence. So this being the ultimate nature of the mind, being empty of the true existence, then this viewpoint you have at least what is known as an object of negation, the basis upon which you establish that negation. And so, like this kind of emptiness can be applied to all phenomena. You know, where you have some that which is negated and the basis upon which it is negated, and so that this type of emptiness then is pervasive, pervades all phenomena. So it is saying that in the case of the other empty, to say that, you know, like the vase which is empty of the water, or the temple which is empty of, you know, there's nothing difficult to be understood of, you know, to understand this kind of emptiness, you know, a kind of temporary emptiness or limited emptiness. There's nothing difficult about that kind of emptiness. In general, when we talk about emptiness, the emptiness of true existence, then with that there is some degree of difficulty, you know, understanding it. But, you know, with regards to the viewpoint of the other empty, then there is nothing difficult about that viewpoint. So with regards to the other empty, then the object of negation, you know, being empty of the water, being empty of mind, there's nothing subtle about that object of negation. For example, when we take a rope, and under the conditions of the poor lighting, you know, this coiled rope, you know, looks like a snake, and then and the individual mistakenly seeing the coiled rope as a snake, then goes through all the emotions of the fear of encountering a snake. But in that rope, you know, that rope is totally totally empty of any kind of snake entity, you know, completely empty of any kind of snake entity. So, and then when the individual realizes that this rope is empty of the snake, you know, then you know, it overcomes all the emotion of the fear that it initially had.
Or that he did not jump down. That any that the Karasin go. That in Ryan by and do that, thousands on Union Bujan, the Union of Badi Marie is on the Woody. That they like you, Jensen, or that Jensen, some Koba and do that Jensen, some Koya de or Judan, the Karasin go.
Rinpoche says, on the basis of this Buddha essence, then at this basis of the Buddha essence, then is established by way of the three reasons. And Rinpoche says, if you're following the commentaries, it's on page 95. And the first reasoning is the reasoning of you know, the Buddha as perfect. The first reasoning is because a truth body of a perfect Buddha is emanated or made manifest in the continuum of ordinary person who earlier possessed all fetters. Here, what is being explained, the first reasoning is that, you know, the activities, the divine activities of the Buddhas, such as the emanating light rays that undertake the activities of benefiting sentient beings, such as these activities of the Buddha, then, you know, as sentient beings, with this Buddha essence, then are recipients or are receptacles, are receptacles receiving the blessings of these activities of the Buddha. And so in this way, we can say, it says that, you know, because we have the Buddha essence, then we are like the vessels or the receptive to these activities of the Buddhas. But in, you know, the blessings of the activities of the Buddhas, such as the light rays, so forth, and you know, although we receive the activities, the blessings of the Buddha's activities, but you know, it's not like we receive a Buddhahood in oneself. What we receive is you know, the blessings of their activities. So this is the Buddha essence. The first reason is that because we are you know, receptacles for the activities of the Buddha, because of the Buddha nature in us.
It's just like the rays of the sun that pervades all, you know, that shines on all the existence. You know, in the same way, just you know, just as we receive the benefits of the rays of the sun, but not the sun itself, like that.
ဒီကဒါတင်တဲ့ယံပယံတင်တဲ့နာဒီယူဝဒနာစံကျင်းကြီးရှိခြင်းပါရှိကိုခြေပရခြေပရကျန်ကြီးချုစတဲ့ပန်ချုကင်ထန်လင်းဂျူရောင်းတင်ရရောပြီးစံကျင်းတမ်းကြီးတင်ရစပညံပုံကျန်တဲ့ရှိတည်းစဒါတင်နေညီဝဒီတင်ရရမရှိတဲ့စံကျင်းတဲ့ယံသူဝဂျူဒါစံကြီးကဒုတိယကတုံးပါဂျူကံဒီဝရစပညံပုံငုံနေပါဝဂျူစံကြီးကဒုတိယကဒုတိယတင်ပြီးတုံးပါတော့စံကျင်းကရက်ကစံတင်ပြီးတုံးပါညီ တမ္ပယ်ညီကြီးမောင်နေရိုချီပါရီစီဂျီတေလာဂျင်ဇင်ညီဝါတေလာဂျီအန်ဇန်ဘူယီဝါရီငောဘတ်တဘဂျန်နီစံမတော်ဂျန်နီနော်တောင်းနေတေတန်ဇေဘဂျက်ဂျီရှ်ဆန်ဂျီချပါရံငီဝါရီဂျူဟိုစင်နဝဂျူဒါငမတ်ဒီဂျီယံခမ်ဒီဝါရီဇဘညံဘူးဂျီစံဂျီတမ်ဂျီလာချပီဝစီယာဒီအန်ဇေဘန်ထန်လီဝန်ဂျူရောဒီယံဘဂျီဒေါတာဒီဂျန်ညတမီရောင်ဂျင်ဂျီဘန်ဘန်ဆမ်ဂျန်တောင်းဆန်ဂျီညီကီရောင်ဂျ ji dhamma da chi yo thi ti jan sa pa nyen bo ti jan sa pa nyen bo jin ra ma to ti jan sa pa nyen bo ngon ni wa ta ma ri ti ti ye na ji ge sam chin dhamma da chi wa da dhamma da ma chi wa ni ka yin ko ri sam chin ko rang jin be tur me ba de ja na sang ji rang ji ze yo wa yin na sang ji yo sam chin yin ding ri wo ji da ne tin da yin ba ko no ji gen de se ne sang yang
And so, with the first line, is you know what is to be understood. The first reasoning of the Buddha essence, the first reason is that you know that that the activities of the Buddha's the Buddha's activities pervading all pervading all existence. That as sentient beings, then being recipient of the activities of the Buddha, and then the second line, because suchness is without differentiation, the enlightened mind of the Buddha, being empty of inherent existence, and sentient beings' mind empty of inherent existence is the same. So, in the ultimate in suchness or in suchness or in the ultimate reality, there is no distinction of the, in emptiness, whether it is emptiness of a Buddha's holy mind or sentient beings' mind, then those two emptiness are of one taste, so indifferentiable. And because of having a basic lineage, all embodied beings at all times have the Buddha essence. So that is the third reasoning. The third reasoning The third reasoning is like the two aspects of the Buddha nature, the naturally abiding Buddha nature, which is the mind which is empty of true existence, and the developmental Buddha nature is referring to the basis, the sentient beings' mind, which is the basis of that emptiness. Then how the defilements within that mind can be eliminated, how the method and the wisdom, these qualities of the mind, the fact that they can be developed, enhanced, progressed, then that is the developmental Buddha nature. So that's the third reasoning of the lineage, the Buddha essence. Rumchi di nian de rumchi ge chig sem jian da sangye nimbo chen da di kheba chik chik sun na
ri ta di ti je ni ye me che de di na chang ji ge tu ji ge sam de dang dang ji ge sam jen ge ji ge sam de dang ni ge tong ba ni ji ma de mo wo ye me ba yen du ti je ni ye me che re se ne chi ji yan la ye me che re se ji di ta tin da yin ni
I was just asking Rumchi to clarify the first and the previous point, but I think I said exactly I said what Rumchi said. You know, the emptiness of the mind of the emptiness of an enlightened mind, the emptiness of a sentient being's mind in the in Dharma Dhatu, in suchness, then they are not you know, undifferentiable. Rumcha says, we'll stop here, and if you have questions, you can ask.
Can you clarify what
these three
names actually are? What's the reason for the
all of these
people?
Rumcha Kwansana, Tanda Jumse Sumchi Yorva. And Tishishibe Nyimbogi Kimse Sumbu Chorwa. Kimse Dige Sumbu Di Kimse Yimbe Kimse Di Gotsu Mendoza.
Tien Zabu Nyimbo Tien Yen Di Zabu Sanji Ji Kut Choran Sina Nyuran Yu Nyuran Yu Ba Ji Yang Ji San Tien Kut Jitan Ji Ji Di Jan Jitan Di Nyiga Chuyen Ngo Yerme Ba Yen Ba Jin Tien Ji Waju dati sanjeng ke rukla, rangjeng ni rukla, jinjir ji ruk yoba. Tenda ke guni, sanjeng tamji sanjeng ke nyambo jeng yoba, sanggu yoba ri yesena. Waju dati, koji tenda koisa gari wa. Dati tenda ji jinsen thamang thang, yang susu samu thang thang ke chibari ma thang di.
You know, to say that all embodied beings at all times have the Buddha essence, you know, has three reasons. One is that, you know, as sentient beings, you know, that we are, you know, recipients of the blessings of the Buddha's activities, that we are, you know, that we are, that we have the potential to attain the Buddhahood state. That is the first reasoning. And the second reasoning is, you know, that in suchness, or you know, in Dharma Dhatu, in the ultimate sphere of reality, then sentient beings and enlightened beings, in suchness there is no difference. And then you're talking about the Buddha nature, the Buddha essence in the aspect of, you know, the naturally abiding Buddha nature and the developmental Buddha nature. So these three are established as the reasons for this, you know, for this Buddha essence exist in you know, existent in all embodied beings at all times. So Rumchi says, although these three reasons are given as the reasons for establishing Buddha essence in all beings, but whether one sees reason in it or not is up to oneself.
Then the Karisigo. Samjengu Shijisi, that Samjeng Susu Susu Shijam, Samjit Dipanati, Ravan Consumption Asoba, Tinada Jimbo on the Tonga Yena, Tela Nikosa Ji Karizago Trent of the Minima Sharka Menayon, Ji Tendago, Ji Nima Sharzago, Ni Tela, Nimi Uda, Nimi Tudi, Younger, Younger Maris Samba Yena. That Tila Nimi was in Turon, Nika Nimi was in Mena or Drifi, where the Drifi could talk of Mantu Arimatodi, Nimi was in control of Hebron. What you that you need, you don't know Kondaji and Nima Sharon and the Kondis, Sariachi, whatever. The Imbay and do it can go Tijani and Messiji, the Tomani can research in Raji Saria, Machine Mabas Sariachi, you are is. Tindrago, you that in Ravi Shijuti, you. Come, Dinda, you are not any Chavanda, Nimi Tunda, and you are not the Chandon, that is where she and Jirongiga, you are is, or you tapped the Nanjago Gonita, and you got a good dream, you are.
So, like, to use an example, Rumcha says, for example, it's where it actually applies is the mental continuum, but you can take the example of the or the environment, the mountains, the valley and the trees, you know, whether this environment will enjoy the rays of the sunshine or not, on one hand you can say, you know, of course in this environment can have the sunshine, but you know, temporarily, you know, then you can have some dark clouds and things like that that obscures that sunshine in that area. But you cannot say that this area, you know, although this area of the mountains and the forest is a recipient of the is a suitable recipient of that sunshine, but on the other hand, then whether it will have that sunshine or not is questionable, because you know sometimes you can have the dark clouds like that, and so
Because
that darkness in that area can be illuminated. So you can say that it is in the nature of suchness. You know, the time factor. If it's at night, then you don't have the sun. There is no light and so forth. And if it's cloudy, then you don't have the sun. But it isn't a case where this area does not enjoy the sunlight at all. So from that point of view, then it has that suchness, to have that sun. And then just as when you have the sunshine, then you have the growth of the life, you know, the plants and things like that growing. This third feature is explained in the context of, you know, the Buddha nature being natural abiding Buddha nature and the developmental Buddha nature. So the other thing is how you can understand this thing, how is it, in what way do I not see the reason for the first reason for the Buddha nature? How does it not become, you know, how this first reasoning does not qualify as the first reasoning for this Buddha essence? How the second reason doesn't quite suit as a reasoning for the, you know, for the Buddha essence? How the third reasoning, in the context of one's understanding, how it does not apply as a reason is another. If you say, it's in this way, I don't see it as a reason, then it's another way to clarify. I'm just saying, when you have a very clear way of seeing how you doubt this as a reason, how this serves as a reason, then the answer can be very specific to the doubt. But when you say when you just generally feel when the reasoning for the doubt or the question is very general, you know, not clear, then again to answer exactly, then it's difficult. Rinpoche said, you know, maybe ask and in a way where you where the question is very specific, then you know, then you know. Go ahead.
The third reason, because all beings have basic lineage, it sounds like that is the same as saying they have Buddha essence. We're trying to prove they all have Buddha essence, which is what? Sangye Ningbo?
Sangye Ningbo, yeah.
And the reason we're proving that, the third reason, is because they have Rick lineage, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference? How is... It sounds like it's the same thing.
Yeah. The 특정 순보다 시바지어라.
특정 실로가 뉴스업등기 배나 좀부치디 리유첸나 루첸군 딱도 상기니 보치.
타마니다.
좀치 크란스나 카소레 Sanchin Tamche la, da kasu sangye ki nyingbo yuwe yumze kari resu na rik yuwe chirisu gwa rwasu.
Sanchin ki nyingbo jense yang biwa rwa. Sanchin ki nyingbo rong yuwa resu gwa ma shi nyingbo jense
nida.
Jense ki de kuya ki yuwa rwa. Sanchin ki nyingbo kurang yuwa na jonam yuwa na rwa. Sanchin rong chizu yuwa di chizu yuwa rwa.
So, Rumchi says, when we say that, Rumchi is distinguishing between these two Tibetan words. Like when we talk about sentient beings having the Buddha essence, we say, the Tibetan term Chen, you know, Nyingbo Chen, you know, endowed. You know, we say, what's it, a good English word, Chen? Have? You know, we say sentient beings have Buddha essence. And, you know, on the other hand, to say that this Buddha essence is existent in sentient beings, yeah. In Tibetan.
Yeah, but say what you're saying. That's the third reason uses the word yeah.
No. It is saying that
to say, because it is, because sentient beings have the Buddha essence, so, you can be the, you can generate Buddhahood in oneself, because you have that Buddha essence. Having that Buddha essence, then you can be the recipient of all the activities of the Buddhas, blessings of the Buddhas, like that. But then again, in the Tibetan term, they differentiate between Chen and Yue, Chen as in having and Yue as in existent. When you say it is existent, then it's like the Jonampa tradition where when we talk about sentient beings having the Buddha essence, having the Buddha essence here is to be understood in the context of that they have the potential as a potential enabling the generation of the Buddhahood state. But having Buddha essence in for it to be understood in a way in which all the Buddha essence are already existent there, is Rumchi says that it's like the it's all saying that you have the Buddhahood in you right now, and so that would be like the you know, a faulty, you know, that view can be faulted. So in the Tibetan, in the Tibetan, many Tibetan words, in the philosophy, then there are, in some ways, they say, Yoba as an existent, Denba as an endowed, Chen as an having. In some contexts, they are understood as being synonyms. But in then in accordance with some texts, then they distinguish between in Chen as in having, and Yu as an existent, being two different things. Chen as in having is having it as a propensity that you can have all of those qualities of Buddhahood, but you don't have it right now.
That
Sangye Riks said, Dishin Shibbe Nyingbo said, Sangye Nyingbo, Sangye Nyingbo, Dini Ni Kevashita Thumin Dos.
Right. Nyingbo Jain Se Bina, Dishin Shibbe Nyingbo Di Yo Se Piwa Mari, Nyingbo Jain Ri Se Kiwa Rwa.
Rumsha says there isn't that kind of difference, because when we talk about having a Buddha essence, and having that nature, Buddha nature, she says in that way there is no difference.
And how can it be used as a reason to prove that you have Buddha nature, because you have
Buddha essence,
because you have lineage? You're trying to prove that you have Sangye Ningbo, right? Ningbo Chen.
Yeah.
And you're trying to use the reason because you have
Buddha nature.
If they mean the same thing, then how can it prove that?
Krang is na rumche. Sangye gi kasure Ningbo Chen ni na an Ningbo Chen mi yunbe gimze tu kasure ta rik. Rumchi saying that this is not the sole reason, the fact that you have the basic lineage is not the sole reason to establish, to establish that you have Buddha essence. This is like third of the reasons. The first being the fact that because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive in the sense that
saying is, I am a man because I am a male, just using a different name, because Rick and Sangye Gyi Rick and Sangye Gyi Ningbo they sound like different names for the same thing. So what's the difference between
Krang is Sena Rumchi Sena Tenshirish Kubra Chena Tenshirish Kubra Chena Nga you have this having legs, having arms, but although you have many who have legs, but not all who are, you know, practicing the path like that.
Second translation is more appropriate in that third line because a Buddha lineage exists. Maybe you would translate it as exists because in general Buddha lineage exists as opposed to being having Buddha nature. Because George's point I think gets to if you use word have in the third line as opposed to existing in general.
Yeah. There's still some, you know, with having and existing, we run into problems again.
Possessing or having, right? But the third line is basically saying, like with your example, because legs exist doesn't mean necessarily that people possess, like a person possesses legs. And I think what the difference here is that Buddha nature exists in the third line, and the fourth line is that therefore, all embodied beings possess the nature.
No, I think like that. Everybody have possess a life, but a baby, first one cannot crawl, cannot walk. Like the ability to do the life is different from having the life.
The cause. 단데 엠리스나 카스 릭스야디 릭이여바체 아니 에 릭이여서 아니 여베 김생기 엔 상기기 님보단 뎀버레스 릭 여베체
릭젠스나 릭덴스나 데 돈다지 바이기와르와
Rumchi says, you know, being endowed with the lineage and, because of being endowed with lineage, then of course you possess the Buddha essence. When we talk about the Tathagata Garbha, when we talk about Tathagata Garbha, the essence of Buddha essence and the Buddha are the same. Because when you refer to the Tathagata Garbha, it is referring to the holy mind of the Buddha, which is empty of true existence. So the basis is the enlightened mind, and the emptiness of that enlightened mind is what in actuality is the fourth point. You know that the essence. So since Tathagata Garbha and the Buddha are the same, to say that there is the Buddha essence in sentient beings, then you have to say there is the Buddha in sentient beings. And so therefore, you can say that the sentient beings do have the Buddha essence in the context that it is something which can be attained.
Then this to the Zambi Mata Yoa Mari. To the Dijanjaba, Tokin Yambun, those you do not, the Sanji Tanji Gujan, Sansom, or Sanji Tanji, and Denver, Sanji, you see, Susan, what did you do? They on Gonja Mambu Zanga, that is the killing Mundusiji. Tayinji, Tendago, Rukun, Duda, come the words of Yambun, Duda, so Congress, Ruru Zuni, Daddy, to know him, Sanji Tanji Gujala, Sanji Ranchi, the Yoseadi, the Tijan Dumambula, Sanji Ranchi, the Yoseangu.
There is a sutra known as intermittent snow, tak den ningbudo, the permanent basis of the permanent basis of the essence. So within that, this particular sutra talks about, sentient beings having, having all the major and minor marks of a Buddha. So this sutra, it's supposed to be, understood on the basis of reasonings as to how they explain that. But to literally understand it, to take it literally, then as in the Jnanampa tradition, then it is like saying that the Tathagata Garbha is existent in sentient beings, is saying that the Buddhahood is already there in sentient beings. So there are 9 sutras like that, talking about the essence of the Buddha essence as being existent in sentient beings in the way of the 32 and 80 major and minor marks, and that this is both permanent and a functioning entity. So when you accept those category of those sutras, these 9 sutras that talk in this way, it's very contradictory to logic, to the path of logic. And so again, you have to take into factor when the Buddha actually taught these sutras, he taught them to, predominantly Hindu disciples who accepted that all the environment and the beings therein are the creation of Shiva. And that this Shiva, pervades all existence, and that this Shiva is both permanent and a functioning entity at the same time. So although the sutra directly or explicitly says like this, but and this is not the ultimate intention of the Buddha, and so therefore these categories of the sutras, are categorized as interpretive sutras. Go ahead.
Spoke a lot of the view of the Buddha nature. You said that the Shantong. What's the view of Lama Tsongkhapa, and why Lama Tsongkhapa refute Shantong?
Sangye gi ningbo thone ta shendong gi tawa kol chi sum ra jerum chi gi shendong gi tawa ka na ya di jumse khari khari tone ka nam re
o ri da di ko di da din da ti yin bi wa ro ji de ye na ji shendong si ji di me go ga ba ma din gi do ga yin din gi ji do ga rong wa si ji di do ga yin din gi de ye na ji me go ba ma ru na tong ji la du gu yu wa ma ri si ji ji do
The reason why Lama Tsongkhapa, kind of refused the view of the other empty is because other empty is as a you know is a what's a mega non-affirming negation mega mega. Rumchi shendon de mega re mega re mainga re
da yona yon de niga de dwai mi wa re wa ti yin ge song yin ma yin ba se bi na yin ma yin ba shi na khoron dwai yin di wa yin du mega wa ndo gu yo ma re wa
you know because it is not a mega
penaji mega de bi na ti me se na me ba ron yo ba di ko zo yo ba re ma ta
because it is not a non-affirming negation, so therefore, on the basis of that, because emptiness is a mere negation. Because it is a non-affirming negation, so on the basis of that, then Lama Tsongkhapa refuse the other view. And Rumchi Dupcha the Kanchikson.
Dupcha the Tandajiwa na yandu sim Quran dua ingi varwa. Sim Quran yen ji mari se yau dina yen mari se ne yen mayin ba goyi wari di ti shuna sim Quran dua yindi wa yindi me go mayin ti na ne mayin go dua musa tin di varwa.
So the mind in itself is something that which is to be established, and so because it is not a non-affirming negation, and some Quran
Duba.
The mind itself is something is that which is to be established. Established. Duba. Some Quran Duba. And from Chitanda, you can say.
Since last 2 days we spoke a lot about the emptiness of the mind, the whole thing revolves around that. Could maybe Rinpoche give an example how to meditate on the emptiness of the mind according to Shen Tong and according to Rong Tong?
Kachi manchala the semiki tengi tungi kol mongushu sumre and shentongi gi lukne semteng tungi te gomdan da rangdongi lukne semteng tungi gomdan chichik suna
ta rangdong se dina ki rangu semtang mayin ba shetang nuji diwa chu tamchi gopsha rangjinji trabadi gopsha yag di tong di wadri di gopsha rangjinji trimdik samne di jindu semgu tangju sem kurang sem yinan de tangwa tangju de dang jiga denpa trabai ni chitang oman diwa rangjinji di di wa yindu susu yitub ku yuwa ma riwa.
She says in rangdong self empty, then oneself and all phenomena, oneself and others, all phenomena, then being empty of inherent existence, being
Rumchi says,
when we talk about the object of negation, which is you know, all phenomena being empty of inherent existence, then that is the self empty.
That the you don't know yin si ji di ju ju no mi se ya bi yin don ti da ma da ba yin go xue di don go xue ni ge ju yin si ji na ka na ka de wo yin du tin de bi cha ni yin don ge bu si ji yin don si ji ju men ta ma re ma ta ju no yin do bi yin don ti yo yin bi wa ma ru wa ju no yin rong ge wo di rong yin ji ti bi ton wa ma yin rong ton ma yin si rong 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 yin ji ti di yo si
So when in going back to the object of negation with regards to the object of negation being empty of being empty of existing by way of its own nature, then that is self empty. In establishing a difference between the object of negation and emptiness, distinguishing these two is a shentong. This is accordance with the in accordance with the Lama Tsongkhapa's way of differentiating rangdong and shen, self empty and other empty. But in the case of in the Junawa tradition, then again it's not like that, because they follow the Chittamatan philosophical view, and so therefore because of the acceptance of other powered phenomena and thoroughly established phenomena as being truly existent. So they accept inherent existence.
Tindaga tava chuaga jeda chiram ni buna du tumba u tumba ni zu su zu li tumba ni jen ma yin tumba ni li jang zu jen ma yin no se dina ko sha di te bi tong di mi ti ji go je te li ta te ba ji mi di ni ti go je ti te na yu di ni u ji da tindaga ji ma ta ba ji yang bi wa ma
so in the just like in the Heart Sutra, you have form is empty, form is empty, emptiness form, emptiness is not other than form, form also is not other than emptiness. These four points establishes the emptiness and the basis upon which the emptiness is established is the same thing. Whereas in the where we talk about shentong in some of the Junawa tradition where we talk about limited emptiness or limited or temporary emptiness, they distinguish between the object of negation and the basis as being two different things, like the vase and the water in the vase. You cannot, that kind of emptiness is like different. When we take the Heart Sutra's four points, form is empty, emptiness form, emptiness not other than form, form also is not other than emptiness, is to negate any sort of idea of the object of negation and the basis upon which that emptiness is established as being two different entities with no connection. You know, so on the basis of these 4 points, then the emptiness, the object of negation of the the emptiness, and the basis upon which that emptiness is established has to be the same. So we'll stop here for today. And so this time we will use the long mandala offering from the prayer sheet on page 2. Om Benzabumiya Ho Hunjan Zage Saje Om Benzare Ke A Chi Chari Koryu Ge Kore Vesu Ri Gya Bore Ra Shani Ba Ho Nur Namu No Pavan Chu Chan Chamine Lutan Lupa Maya Tam Maya
Kone kondo karayo Sambo yo 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 yo